Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Jamaica and China signed bilateral agreement to facilitate aquatic exports. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The annual GIS Heritage Essay, Poster and Photography competitions are back. If you are 9 to 12 years old, enter the GIS Heritage competition. Submit your 400 to 500 word essay on the theme, How Would You Like to See Jamaica in Another 55 Years? Students in grades 7 to 13, the poster competition is for you. Design an 11 by 17 inch poster digitally or by illustration depicting Jamaica 55. And the photography competition targets students attending an accredited tertiary institution. Submit one high-resolution photograph depicting the theme Jamaica 55. Submission deadline is midnight October 31. Entry forms are available at gis.gov.jm.
The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries and the General Administration of Quality Supervision, Inspection and Quarantine Department of the People's Republic of China have signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU for Jamaican aquatic products to be exported to China. Both countries have agreed to cooperate, starting with the export of lobsters and conch, to be followed by other aquatic products.
Jamaica is now providing with a further opportunity to enter into another business arrangement with a Chinese agency that will open new opportunities for trade with China in the fisheries sector.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda. The MOU is also geared towards establishing prerequisite conditions under which Jamaica can export fisheries products into China in accordance with international regulations governing the trade of food.
The MOU we signed has three main objectives: to prevent the entry and spread of pests and epidemic diseases of animals and plants into one country from the other, and to strengthen bilateral exchange and cooperation in the field of the entry and exit of animal and plant inspection and quarantine.
The third objective is to protect the production of agriculture, forestry, animal husbandry and fishery resources from disease. Mr. Samuda says Jamaica is governed by global agencies and regulations, such as the Codex Alimentarius Commission, World Organization for Animal Health and International Plant Protection Convention, and committed to the highest principles of food safety in accordance with international standards and agreements. As such, aquatic products of the highest quality will be exported to China. Rainforest Seafoods at BND Trawling Limited are the first two companies that will export products to China under the agreement. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. The higher the monkey climb, the more him expose. Translation: the higher the monkey climbs, the more it is exposed. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
It's the inaugural Jamaica Geographic Information System, GIS, User Conference under the theme Geospatial Technologies, Mapping Our Way to Secure Communities, Jamaica Pegasus Hotel, October 10 and 11. Featuring discussions on the impact of GIS technology on crime fighting, policing and vehicle tracking, healthcare, tourism and planning and development. That's the first ever GIS User Conference hosted by the National Spatial Data Management Division in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. Visit www.gisuserconference.com JA.com or call 630-18501 for details.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, the higher people climb up the social ladder, the more their character is revealed. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. We want to hear from you. Send feedback to radio at gis.gov.jm. Connect with us at GIS on Twitter, at GIS Voice on Instagram, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. I'm Andrew James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.